Hi and welcome, this is Steve Halpern. Welcome to Vitalica Supplements Facebook. This is a new Facebook where I'll get to share with you what one day will be considered the turning point, the revolution in supplementation and wellness. If you look at the site, you'll see Vitalica, you'll see broccoli seed. Actually, we have a picture of broccoli. But broccoli is not the best source of this magic ingredient. Unless you want a GMO product that's being developed, the way to get this incredible ingredient called, well, it's called sulforaphane. That's the end product. The starting point is glucoraphanin. A quick summary. Many years ago, probably at least 25 to 30 years ago, a great discovery was made. And a brilliant scientist, physician, Dr. Talladay, store information that there might be something in broccoli or greens that could kill cancer cells. Well, this is a time when the idea of using nutraceuticals and food for such an incredible result might be considered quackery, but he was courageous enough and scientifically driven to pursue this. He sent out his researchers to the supermarket to bring back lots and lots and lots of different greens to see if it would kill cancer cells. And after many experiments, nothing seemed to really work until somebody brought back some broccoli sprouts. And lo and behold, to everyone's amazement, the broccoli sprouts killed cancer cells. Now, listen again, it killed cancer cells. It was such a phenomenal discovery that it appeared on the front page of the New York Times. And it was a run on broccoli sprouts. Well, there was no internet, so you wouldn't see the spread of the information you can today. And because of this, John Hopkins funded a lab under Dr. Talladay to look at further research on this magic ingredient called sulforaphane, which was originally, as said, gotten from broccoli sprouts. And the whole concept, and again, this is a testament to Dr. Talladay, because the idea that we take for granted now that there might be nutrients in food that might have some very, very powerful health benefits was, again, considered quackery. Now, recently, in the last number of years, John Hopkins researchers, Dr. Fahey and other researchers under him, have acknowledged that the best source, actually, of this incredible ingredient is not necessarily the sprouts, which, from a public health point of view, is impractical. They need to be three-day-old sprouts, the right sprouts, and a lot of people don't like the taste of sprouts. And the spoilage that you're going to get with sprouts, and even the risk of bacterial contamination on sprouts. So they came to the conclusion that broccoli seed would be the best source of this incredible, magical ingredient called sulforaphane, which is made from glucoraphanin, with the aid of a helper green compound called myrosinase, an enzyme that helps convert the glucoraphanin in the broccoli seed into sulforaphane. And there's been an explosion around the world in research now. There are clinical trials that have been done and are continuing to be done on conditions ranging from breast cancer, prostate cancer, autism in children, arthritis symptoms. It's incredible to me that I can put in a Google search for a condition, health condition, and cross-reference it with sulforaphane, and the research comes up. Just extraordinary. So based on this, I've been taking it personally and recommending to my clients and my colleagues, physician colleagues, and health practitioners. In fact, Dr. Protein List regularly recommends broccoli seed to her patients. And in reviewing blood tests that I've seen, we're seeing incredible results, and incredible results functionally. The anecdotal reports I'm getting from patients range from everything from increased energy, vitality, brightness of the skin, memory improvement. The list goes on and on and on. But I have to be careful because this is not a drug, and the FDA has not approved any drug claims. So that, again, I have to be careful. This is a food, and it's been approved by the FDA as a food. GRAS, generally recognized as safe food. Now, the problem is you can't eat broccoli seed, unfortunately. It's not palatable, and there's oil in the broccoli seed that you particularly don't want internally. You can put it on your skin, which is fine. So the oil has to be removed in a special process, still preserving the wonders of the seed, especially crossbred seed, to have lots and lots of glucoraphanin in it and myrosinase. And this research was done originally for John Hopkins developing the seed. And it was a very big project by the seed company, who was considered one of the major seed companies in the world. Been in business for many, 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 many years. So what you're seeing in Vitalica is a result of decades of research, medical and science research, and plant research to crossbreed, not GMO. This is not a GMO seed, and it's not necessary to use any pesticides on the seed. And so you have a pure, functional food ingredient that you can take every single day to derive all the wellness benefits. What's also quite amazing is it's safe for animals. Not horses, but it's safe for, it seems to be the only animal it's not safe for. But it's safe for dogs, and we've had vets doing clinical research on it, and even cats. It's just, if I use the word too often, it's because it's just so exciting. It absolutely is amazing. And on this site, I will continue to put some of the research, both medical and science and anecdotal research, that's backing up what I'm saying. And health practitioners who are familiar with this, and scientists around the world who understand this, how amazing, 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 amazing. I should rename it the amazing broccoli seed. Now, unfortunately, in the health supplement business, quality control is so, so, so important. And you'll see products out there that say broccoli sprouts, and when the amount of actual sulforaphane produced from these products is tested, it comes out minimal or none. So Sprouts, Sprout products, inexpensive on the web, not the way to go. And then you'll see broccoli powders. Again, not the way to go. You heat the powders and you don't have the ingredient in it. So when you see all these green foods and maybe they put a sprinkle of this in, again, it's not the way to get lots and lots and lots of beneficial sulforaphane. Now, again, a revolution that's happening in health is the idea that the microbiome is a key. And I can go to a health store and I'll find dozens and dozens and dozens of different probiotic products. And there are lots and lots of money being put in, I'd say millions, maybe even billions in probiotic research from MIT and all sorts of institutions around the world. Pharmaceutical companies are now getting interested in using what could be considered probiotic pharmaceuticals. But still, it's in its infancy, and we know there's going to be a lot to be learned by manipulating and supporting a healthy microbiome. Now, the other piece is a healthy mitochondria, your cell batteries, and supporting functioning, maximum functioning of healthy mitochondria, and the elimination of unhealthy cells, okay, that you don't want mitochondria that are dysfunctional. It's like having a leaky battery in your phone or any device. Not a good idea. So you want nice, strong, healthy, rechargeable mitochondria. And there are lots of nutrients that are purported to benefit mitochondria, and I'll talk about these in future podcasts. Lipoic acid and MitoQ and PQQ and different herbal compounds. What I compare it to is a really great recipe, and what happens is you have a main ingredient and then you have supportive ingredients, and broccoli seed is the main ingredient to make that difference. Has to do it lots and lots of ways. It turns on good genes, which is so important, which is, again, a key to wellness. Support healthy mitochondria, support a healthy microbiome, support healthy gene expression. We call gene expression epigenetics, the turning on of good genes, tumor suppressor genes, anti-aging genes, anti-inflammatory genes. The list goes on and on. And within 3.5 hours, sulforaphane has been shown to turn on over 375 good gene switches. And I'm sure further research is going to even come up with more positive gene switches. Is there any negative search of the medical literature? Turns out almost none. I'm sure in some of the studies, if you're taking, extraordinary amounts that you couldn't even afford to take and wouldn't be practical, you might get a negative effect. Get a negative effect from drinking too much water. But I haven't seen it in the last almost 4 years of recommending Vitalica. And I haven't seen any reports from practitioners. Yes, eat a green diet. Eat great cruciferous vegetables. Most people don't. And then how do you know you have lots of this active ingredient in it? You don't. And so this is really the best, what I call, preventive health insurance. An encyclopedia. Well, my generation knows from encyclopedias. But you know, you can write, you know, a huge, huge book, research book, on all the different aspects of this incredible food ingredient. And yes, I'm sure we're going to discover lots and lots and lots of phytonutrients in food and herbs and maybe things from the Amazon and from Ayurvedic medicine. And I'm excited about that. But, the but part, how much research is there? And like I keep saying, is one of the most researched green plant-based ingredients known. And so my recommendation is, particularly my personal, I don't really like green powders. I like eating the whole food. I don't understand the point of it. Grinding up powders, heating powders when I can eat the food. That makes no sense to me. I think there's some benefit to juices. Okay. I like juices, and if you want to juice and be my guest, okay. Especially the polyphenols that occur in blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, they're wonderful. And so, and they're very synergistic with broccoli seed. So you have an opportunity, and I ask you to share this information. It's very, very frustrating to know, as a health practitioner, something so powerful to make a difference is not yet mainstream. I just saw, and if you know, and these individuals from 9/11, we're seeing an epidemic of 9/11 cancers, especially around EMTs and firefighters and people who are there cleaning up. I'd be glad to share some of the sulforaphane immune and cancer research. I mean, sulforaphane is so amazing. And by the way, don't believe products that say sulforaphane on the label. You know, and they make up some stuff. Sulforaphane is unstable. It has to be stored at a very, very, very low temperature. And it wouldn't be very stable in a product, and it would be super, super expensive to get synthetically made sulforaphane as opposed to sulforaphane that you will make from the broccoli seed. So don't be fooled by labeling, because remember, the vitamin industry is basically unregulated, and people can say all sorts of things, but you're not necessarily going to get a functional response. The broccoli seed that's in Vitalica has been tested. We know that it will produce sulforaphane in therapeutic amounts that can make a difference. And so, you know, my suggestion is don't waste your money. If you really want sulforaphane benefits, you want to get the real product, which is the Vitalica. And if you go to VitalicaSupplements.com website, we have two Vitalica in there. We have the Vitalica starting. It's a 30-day supply. It's what I would call, you know, a basic dose. It would be probably good for starting for children, or you want to start your pet, a small weighted animal, or you want to just see how it feels. Okay. But if you have, and you really want to make a difference in your health, and you have things you're dealing with, health, wellness issues, then you definitely want the Vitalica Physician, the most concentrated, you know, potent source of broccoli seed available. And that's on the Vitalica Supplements website. So again, I'd appreciate your comments on the Vitalica Supplements Facebook. You can email me with questions, and I ask you to please share this information with your friends and family and acquaintances. You know, I hate to have information. It bothers me so much to know things that interested health consumers don't know that can make a difference in their life. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.